All right, it's 8:40 on this Tuesday morning. I've got to admit, I had not heard about this until I heard about it on ABC News this morning. There's something called the Benadryl Challenge. Now, I'm not a 15-year-old on TikTok, but if you know a kid who uses that app or any social media, you might want to be tipped off to this. Joining us right now from ABC News, Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Paul. You know, this all started harmlessly a few years ago when somebody dumped a bucket of ice water over their head, having been challenged to do so. They started raising money for, I think it was ALS way back then, doing so and posting video of that. Well, then it morphed into something a little more sinister. You got kids, teenagers started going on social media and challenging each other to do things like eating a mouthful of pepper or a mouthful of cinnamon. Somebody died from eating too much cinnamon once. Now, then you had the Tide Pod Challenge 2 years ago. And now you've got the Benadryl challenge. These teens are urging each other to take copious amounts of Benadryl tablets. There were three kids hospitalized here in Texas, Paul, earlier this year for taking at least 14 Benadryl tablets at a time. You know, they were in serious condition. There was a kid, a teenager in Oklahoma, who also has died from that. It's a girl who succumbed to the effects of Benadryl. You know, it causes heart problems, heart palpitations, and other health issues immediately after taking that many of them. So the FDA has stepped in. They've issued a warning around the country for parents to be watching for this, doctors in hospital emergency rooms to be tracking the incidence of Benadryl overdoses and see if it, in fact, is traced back to TikTok.
Boy, oh boy, that's serious stuff, and we may not ever know exactly who the first one to come up with this idea was, but if kids are shooting video of themselves becoming drowsy or just acting unusually after taking too much Benadryl, this could be a real problem, couldn't it?
Sure, absolutely. You know, and parents need to be aware of that and maybe try to prevent it in the first place. Doctors say that teenagers who have emotional issues in the first place, they have depression, they have perhaps substance abuse issues, are the ones most susceptible to trying this. The point of it, according to those on TikTok and other social media, is to hallucinate. If you take enough of this, you might actually have hallucinations. That's what these kids are going for, and then playing a really dangerous game in doing so, Paul.
Boy, it absolutely is. Parents need to be very aware of what's going on. This is good for us to know about. And you know, you and I, Jim, we hear this and we say, "Well, that's ridiculous." But you got to remember, you know, kids who are young and impressionable, maybe not thinking about the consequences of something like this. Of course, they're going to take a challenge like that.
Well, yeah, and what's more, you know, TikTok. Who had heard of TikTok before the pandemic began? I think most people in this country had not. TikTok has kind of caught fire, you know, and this is where this apparently has originated. It's spread to other social media now. You've got kids who are isolated. They're not seeing their friends or their classmates in a lot of cases. And so they're reaching out to social media just to have contact and finding things like this Benadryl challenge.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that to our attention. Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it very much.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.